We're back once again for another episode of Puff and Vern.
Yes, yeah, we're no long back. Talking. We're back.
No, no long talking.
Back once again. Back once again.
Yeah. All right, we're back for another pod of Puff and Vern. Where we talk
we're back
ball,
once again for another ball, episode.
And more basketball and some Raptors, of course.
Once again, we're back with another episode. Before we get into it, don't forget to like, turn on, subscribe, turn on your notifications so you know when we drop. Puff and Vern is back once again. Puff, what you say, my friend?
Why do Raptors keep on losing? Is it because I'm celebrating their losses? They have another loss closer to a high draft pick. Bravo, bravo, bravo. Raptors took another dub by Dallas Mavericks. Well, Dallas is a good team. They're actually turning stuff around. It was exciting. Raptors do, they look good. They look good. But, you know.
They look good. They look good. It's the fourth quarter they kind of struggled because the game was kind of close.
Yeah, it's just like they don't have the closers. Dallas has two closers on that team.
Or it's not that they don't have the closers, they haven't developed yet into that closing. You can say that. You know what I'm saying?
You can say that.
But it's good. You should be happy. That's you know, you should
but that's
be
why
joyous.
I was clapping. We're so closer. We're closer to the
that's
best.
Good.
I
mean, that's good.
I don't know if we're gonna beat out Washington and Detroit. I think they have the last place solidified.
No. We're not going that far. Yo, we're just trying to solidify a top five pick.
Top five pick.
Top That's four, it. Maybe. We don't need number one as long as we're in that top five.
We've been pretty good with four. So
exactly.
I would love
Bosh,
another four pick.
Scotty. So we're good. We're good with four. But, you know, they have a game coming up tonight against the Golden State Warriors. There's a Golden State Warriors. It's going to be a back-to-back for them. So, you know, maybe we could catch them slipping when they come into Toronto. Although Golden State has been playing better.
They have been playing really good. And they have Chris Paul back.
Yeah, Clay's been. Is Clay now still permanent on the bench, or has he been coming out?
He's
been looking good,
but I don't know. Good. But what it is is that young guy, the rookie. What is it,
Can't pronounce his last name.
I think he's been playing really well, and that's what's pushing Clay to the bench. And same with like Kuminga. Yeah. So honestly, I think it might be better for Clay to come off the bench because by him coming off the bench, he's playing against less competition. He could be the focal point of the offense instead of having to defer to Steph. But it was dangerous when they had the 1-2 punch. Both of them shooting the lights out.
At this point in his career, I feel it's best for him to come off the bench, right? And you could see it does help the bench, right? Coming off the bench
but
would
that's
be him
only if he stays on Golden State
on the bench.
If he goes
that's
to
true.
New York or another team, which I'm hearing that New York is always seeing one of those players,
but. Again, if he does go to one of those teams, right, he's not going to give you the same Klay Thompson he was giving you back in those days, right?
You never know. But let's think about it. On a certain team, he may not have to defend the best offensive player on the other team. Also, he might be playing a lot of that J.J. Redick role where he sits in the corner and shoots threes. Or, like, it just spread the defense. Because he can still hit the shot. You don't want to give him open shots.
That is true. Well, Raptors, you have your... you have some challenges ahead of you to stop these guys, but you know, either or, Puff and I, we're indifferent.
Win.
If you win, we
I don't
celebrate.
Mind if you take if a you loss. Lose, you can take a loss. You don't try to get a higher draft pick.
We're indifferent. Right. If you win, because we celebrate. If
it
you lose,
make
we celebrate.
Sense to fight to get into the play-in. It don't make sense.
It's not gonna. It the play-in is not gonna give you that much experience. Why you be like, oh, next year I'm gonna kill because I made it the play-in? No. Stick where you are.
Yes.
Keep it. You can see the developmental happen.
Get some
RJ's
else
being
nice.
More dynamics. RJ's assists is playmaking look like it's gotten better. Quickly, he's playing better at the point guard. You know, Scotty's giving you Scotty. The rest of the team is rounding out. You know,
and
I mean,
next year,
stockpiling talent. Playoffs. Keep stockpiling talent.
Next year. Not
exactly.
Year. Next year,
right?
Playoffs.
And then next year, if you get into the playoffs, play-in, then yeah, we can start building.
Don't talk no play-in. I want playoffs. No play-in. All right.
But Raptors, you got a big fight on your hands tonight. You know, let's keep it going. Let's keep the positivity
positive
trajectory.
More
positive trajectory up. Yeah.
More loss.
All right.
More loss.
Yeah, that's it. You think that's a wrap on the Raptor review? We don't have anything else to review.
There's one more thing you wanted to talk about. The
original
reel we had.
The original
half man, half amazing.
the original ACC. So I saw a podcast with Vince, you know, and because he's now amongst the finalists to get into the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been asking this question, right? Is Vince going to go in as a New Jersey Net, or is he going to go in as a Toronto Raptors? Now, I said he should go in as a Toronto Raptors. I don't care what anybody says. He may have left. He may have left the team on bad standing, bad note. There's some fans in Toronto.
Toronto needs to fix up. It's not Vince. It's right? Toronto needed it's to fix Vince. Up. It wasn't Vince.
I don't care what anybody says. If it wasn't for Vince Carter, Toronto would not have the notoriety that it has right now.
Trust
so
me.
Whoever have problems with him, the way he left, whatnot, if he said he wasn't dunking again, I don't care. The franchise at that point was dicking him around. Go back and do your research. He wanted to be a part of the next GM coach that was hired. They punk him off and go hire. What's the man named? Bob Cott? Come on, man. You can't wrong the man for that. Yo, bun that, yo. Puff, what do you say? Fitting him in going to the Hall of Fame, retire his jersey, no?
But it's obvious. I think he should go in the Hall of Fame as a Toronto Raptor. I think that's where he made his name. That's where his most, I would say his most iconic and famous moments are with obviously the dunk off. And it's numerous highlight reels. You can go back and say, oh my God, I can't believe that's what I was watching. It was ridiculous. Yeah. It also built up the whole, Raptors fandom. Like, people didn't even know about basketball really before that in Canada. But after seeing Vince, it was like a must-see TV, and everybody had to tune in.
And people forget, when Vince Carter was here, he's the one that went around to different communities and start building basketball hoops. So there is more hoops. He grew the game here. Why do you think every other player who's in the league right now, RJ, Shea, all those men, my GOAT is Vince Carter because he's their Michael Jordan. Come on now.
Yeah, that was their Michael Jordan at the time.
Yeah. Trust From 95, mm-hmm. any kids were born 95 and up, mm-hmm. Vince is their man, bro.
Vince was everything. There was no Michael Jordan. Yeah. It was Vince Carter here.
It's Vince in here in
and
Toronto.
And not just Toronto. It was all of Canada. Even though we did, at that time, did we still have Vancouver? But Vancouver wasn't even really a big team.
No, I think at that point, they may have switched to the Grizzlies when he left.
Right.
I think he probably switched to the Grizzlies when he left,
During that time, that was Canada's only team, so everybody was tuning in.
Memphis, I should say. Yeah, Memphis before he left, yeah. So, you know, I don't care how he left. I don't care if you, whoever is butthurt about it. Vince is going in the, I am for Vince going into Hall of Fame as a Raptor because he's the one that laid the foundation for whatever basketball is in Canada right
now. You think he's getting in the first round, his first ballot? I think
he's maybe. Maybe. I think he is.
Maybe?
I think he can. He has a good chance.
When
you look at
the list. He was also voted like best teammate and that. He has a good standing. Yeah. He's a commentator. I think everything together, I think he will make it. And he was significant in the game of basketball.
And he scored over 25,000 points. So
I think he's going to get
that alone,
ballot.
Right? He's going to get in there. Ballot. So Puff and Vern are for Vince going into the Hall of Fame as a Toronto Raptor.
I think all the whole of Toronto, people, the whole of Canada is. How you mean?
Nah, man, there's some butthurt people out there. Like, oh, no, he left in the way. Stop your noise.
That man fool. That's what it is. Fool.
There's a reason why he had to do that. And you can't blame him. The man wanted to bring Dr. J in as the GM at that time to when basketball was ramping up in Toronto, and the man went with Bobcat. Why? You know what happened when we went with Bobcat, okay? Bobcat, sorry. I'm calling him Bobcat because he probably looked like a Bobcat by himself.
And
that's a wrap.
That's a wrap for the Raptor Rewind.
And the Vince and the Vince rant.
Oh, and the Vince rant. Pop,
let's take him around the league.
Around the league. What do you want to talk about around the league? What do you want to touch on first?
There is some really good things happening around the league.
I want to talk about the King. The King.
No. Let's save that for the end, okay? Let's first start off with the performance of your boy, V-Dub. Give him the rookie of the year right now and give him defensive player game.
Yeah, forget about it. Especially the game we saw last night. It was the San Antonio Spurs against the OKC.
OKC
is tied, was tied for the first place in the West. Spurs are somewhere way, 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 way at the bottom. But it's interesting that Chet Holmgren and Victor Wembanyama, they're both rookies this year, and they're basically 1 and 2 for the rookie of the year.
Yeah.
But since the last, I don't know, week, 2 weeks, month, sorry, Chet, you're nice. You are nice, but Victor has
you're not on the same level.
Victor has
And two, Do you realize the Spurs now, Pop is like, all right, let's give this man some more minutes. And the man has went off. You know, the 5-5-5-5-5, yo, five in every category. That man is ridiculous. This that is like the third game in a row. He has five blocks.
The man is
dumb. How the heck do you have 5 blocks?
God, the man's like 6'7". What do you mean? Of course. The man's
Even big man
do a move and they try to go up and under. And he's like, no, send that. No matter, because his arms are so long.
But look,
he makes everybody look small.
Do you see that play when he blocked Chet? When Chet gave him the crossover, Chet gave him the inside, and gave him the step back?
Chet thought he was playing a short man. You don't realize it. Because look at anybody else, like, that's shooting over him. They shoot high. Yeah, they shoot, like, straight up. Like,
yo, because Chet says, I'm 7'3". This man is 7'5".
Yeah, because Chet, you know, the man says, go, go, gadget. Anybody doing that to him.
Yeah.
But Victor is like, arms. Victor's like, not go-go, Inspector Gadget. You forget, Inspector Gadget had the arms.
No, but you don't remember when he used to say, he says, go-go gadget arms.
Right, but his Inspector Gadget would be doing the go-go gadget arms. So you have a call in the Inspector.
Box that
the
out of there, yo.
Inspector. We're bringing back the Soca artists in the basketball game.
but V-Dub, man, wrap up the rookie
it's
year
done.
And
it's
defensive
done.
Player of the year.
It's
I don't
done.
Care. The only
it's
reason done. Why you won't get defensive player of the year because the Spurs suck. That's
Spurs
about
trash.
It.
The Spurs are trash.
They're trash.
But as you're saying, I know last episode we were talking about the MVP. I think your boy is about to start taking that over. The way he's going to play.
Shea.
Shea.
Yo, I'm telling you,
I think
you,
it's
bro.
A two-man race, Shea and Jokic.
Shea is crazy.
He's a bad man. He's a bad
right
man.
Now, he's doing stuff that Michael Jordan did back in 87, man. Bro, when he was killing it.
He is a bad man.
Yo, what do you hear? Bad here?
Bad. Butter and chicken, butter and rice, butter here,
butter here, just butter.
Yo, that man, dangerous.
Yeah.
Dangerous. So, what do you want to touch on? Because you know, all I want to talk about is the king.
Before we get to the king, are we now looking at a 3-game win streak for the Milwaukee Bucks?
Come on, dash that way. You know what it is? I have the comment, the card. That one would just get fling way. You know why? They're playing Charlotte Hornets again. Trash. You should be beating that team. Come on now. It would be terrible if you took a loss. Any one of those losses. They played a home and home, meaning they played the team twice. They played in Charlotte and then they played in Milwaukee. Come on. Those games should have been like, okay, let's not even play it. We'll just take the W. That's how much they should have won that game.
So come on. They're not turning it around. You don't see nothing from them. All right.
Playing Detroit and winning two games against Detroit. Who's celebrating that?
As Puff says, let's dash that one away.
Fling that
let's
way.
Fling that
I
want to
see
Milwaukee.
Them play Denver. I want to see them play LA. I want to see them play Phoenix. I want to see them play like OKC, like the good teams. Minnesota, Boston. Those teams you dub up and have a long winning streak. Then I respect it. Because, think about it. What are they going for? What is Milwaukee going for right now?
Yeah, championship.
Championship. It's championship or bust in Milwaukee,
bust, yeah.
I don't want to hear nothing about Charlotte. I don't want to hear about any of those teams at the bottom that's not playoff teams.
Yo, the defense is top five over the last couple games.
Yeah, because they played some trash teams. It's easy to get your numbers up when you're playing trash teams.
All right, enough is enough.
Dash
way. You still saw.
I
want to
talk about
carousel.
The king.
So now we are where we need to be.
Right
down
about the
to
king?
The end of the pod.
Talking about the
Let's
king?
Let's talk about that man.
Oh, my.
Man
good.
Child, LBJ.
So,
before the week started, he was 74 points away from 40,000. Puff, take it away.
Now, I just want to dedicate this section or this portion of the pod to all of the LeBron haters. Every last one of them. And you guys know
who you are.
The man took steroids. Show me the proof. Oh, the man is an alien. Show me the proof. They're coming out with stupidness. I can't say nothing, man. Okay.
Honestly, I
was a Kobe hater for most of his career. I have to admit it. I was a
Kobe hater.
Hater.
Same
but
here.
Until
Same
the
here.
Year when he mashed up his Achilles and he was doing all this crazy stuff, I actually became a fan because I can't hate. If people who know ball and watch ball, there's a certain point you cannot hate anymore when you see greatness. And
you
what is LeBron, the king, the GOAT, James, showing everybody?
Greatness.
The greatness can't run out. It's just going on and on and on. I think this man won't be playing until he's 100. I think LeBron is planning to play until he's 100. Until he's 100 years old, he'll be doing that, you know, that look off on the ball and shooting threes with a cane in his hand and still scoring points. With a cane and then shoot one hand and then walk back in the lip.
Yo, all I know is this man started the week with 74 points away. And the Clipper game?
Like 10 now? Oh. 9 or something?
No, 9. The Clipper game, everyone thought he was dead in the water. The man dropped 34. Then last night, the man dropped 31.
I didn't even get into that. If you guys saw the Clippers game, what was that, February 28th? Was it yesterday? The day before, February 28th. Lord of his mercy.
Yeah.
That game.
Yo, so he dropped 19 in the fourth quarter, finished with 34 points, led them to a victory. And then on the leap year, the 29th, which is a leap year, because what? Well, this is what? The fifth? We don't really have leap years that often. The man went and dropped 31 and said, you know what? I'm only 9 away, so the next game I play, 40,000.
Yo, LeBron is a freaking bad man.
Are you kidding me?
LeBron is a bad man. I tell you, all these haters are going to say, oh, LeBron, not the GOAT. I don't care about the GOAT talk. But you have to respect greatness. LeBron is killing it. LeBron's still the face of the league. Still the best player in the league.
I argue
the best player, but he's up there. Even to be at his age and even to be the top 5 person in the league right now. I wouldn't say he's the best because I feel there are some players in the league that are better. I would say that. But he's showing you greatness.
You have to give it to him because when you look at the totality of his career, you haven't seen a career like this before. The man is in his 21st season averaging 25 a game.
Trust me. And we're just talking about
over 50%.
We're just talking about on court, you know. Then when we take it outside of basketball, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. So we'll just keep it on the court. We'll just keep it on the court.
Yo, King James, keep it up. Keep
King
smashing
James
these men, yo.
I call it
when LBJ finally retires, he's going to have 45,000 points.
It's crazy. But just think about it. Just think about what he's doing right now at this age. And look at all the other players at this age that played this long. They're not. It's like night and day. Mm-hmm. Like, this man looks like he's 30 years old on the court.
Yeah. Like the next highest to him is 7.1 points a game. Come on, man.
I understand it's not a bang up game anymore. Not no bruise and fouls as much as back in the day. But still, I don't see Steph Curry, KD, any of those top stars playing this long. No. And then again, when you look at it, like Steph, his first like 6 years, he was injured most of the time.
He's injured, yeah.
KD missed like 2 years. They're not catching much. They're not catching Bron. Like,
no man is catching Bron.
It's gonna be
the only one that could probably catch Bron. The only one that could probably catch Bron is V Dub. But V Dub has to be great from now.
No, but the thing is, you have to think about V Dub look kind of sticky. He look kind of.
He's not playing 21 seasons.
I see two legs like so look like they might crinks. Broke up. But I'm saying, like, if you play 21 seasons, you gotta play all of those seasons. No major injuries. You gotta at a high level from jump. Like, Victor, this is the first year. He's looking nice, but he have to do this for another, 19, 20 years?
Another 20 years.
There's some people that don't even want to do it. They don't even want to train that hard.
Exactly.
I hear enough magic. Like, I ain't playing until I'm 40. No way.
I ain't playing until I'm 40.
Like, I'm telling you.
Nah.
People want to say LeBron chasing stats. Yo, this is not no chasing stats. This is hard work. Man,
what
never put in work
chasing?
Just to be on the court. Like, I don't know. Like, it's a sacrifice. I think the man just loves basketball so much.
You can't chase stats when you're averaging 25 a game and shooting 53% from the floor. How are you chasing stats? Like, what stats is he chasing?
Eight assists and six
rebounds.
Yeah,
and like 7 or 8 rebounds. Like, come on.
And how many chase down block. Every game it seemed like you had a chase down block.
Come on, man.
Come on.
Come on, man.
But honestly, Vern, looking at it. Even like it seems like he has another hop in his step this year than he did last year. Because there's a few times last year I seemed like he was checking out. Some certain plays, like, what are you doing, LeBron? Go back. Run back up. I don't see that this year, you know.
Yeah.
I don't see that this year. And I'm telling you, the league, it's scary. Because all these men in need is an 8 seed.
Yeah. All they need is 8 seed.
They need an 8 seed. Last year they were this close. Remember LeBron almost had to hit the shot to go in get in and beat go. Come on.
Yeah. Trust me.
They were in the play-in last year, and they went to the Western Conference Finals. Again, they got swept. But
don't matter.
AD's not playing like he was last year. It's a new year for AD. All right.
And it looked like they started to get injured. There's still a Vando, I think. Vando is still there. Vanderbilt is still injured. Like the point guard from the Heat
didn't even
still
get
injured.
He
Vincent didn't even play all year. Like, there have been pure injuries. He's so, playing again. Yo, listen, LeBron haters, stop the cap.
Honestly, we need to have a real debate on this pod with the haters. I know they don't want to come and get bombarded. Yo, we could do a one-on-one.
They could bring
a friend. What do they want to do?
Yeah.
Let's talk
or we
about
could,
it.
We could set them up. We could call them. We could phone the friend. Yo, hater.
Oh, boy. But anyways, we have to give LeBron the flowers. LeBron is a bad man. And if you're not watching this, you're missing out.
Yep.
Remember
and you're a hater. And then before we end around the league, LeBron haters, stop the cap. And on
stop
that note,
it.
That's what? Another episode of Puff and Vern. Don't forget to like, subscribe, turn on
next
your notifications
time.
So you know when we drop.
The King!
Back once again.
Puff and Vern.
Until next time. Peace.
Peace.